And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is off on a little break. But I'll tell you what, great co-hosts in the studio with me today, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun, and First Mate Kathy Rounds. You stay tuned. This is going to be an exciting show on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting rig at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, back in the studio after our great event at the Kona Kai Resort yesterday. And Rock Cod Rick is on his way to a little vacation for a couple days. Well deserved after working very hard preparing for Tackle Day. He's going to need a lot of rest with this upcoming Tackle Day.
Well, he does one heck of a job. Yeah. He does a heck of a job. He works very hard in that store.
I'll tell you what, he and Doug and the whole crew over there, Ryan and everybody, what a great crew. And, I mean, I was in the store yesterday with Mr. Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford.
Really?
He was buying up stuff for his big trip to take his boat down to Cabo.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And
we could use a little of Mark's money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no kidding.
But you know what? There is nowhere. There is nowhere you can go to where you will get better advice and end up buying the right gear.
Right.
Because these guys all fish, and they fish hard.
Yes, they
do. In fact, if you're not a good fisherman, I don't think you have a chance of getting a job in that tackle store.
No, you have to be a hardcore guy.
And my God, Brandon and Rick and Ryan, you talk about guys with some experience.
Oh, yeah.
And they are really good.
And they're all gearing up for Tackle Day. That's going to be a big event.
They always
do. You going to be doing a little talking at Tackle Day?
You know, I don't know if I'm going to do any talking, but I do know that Irvingham is going to be giving a little spiel.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be really interesting for the people to hear what Buck Irvingham, and his crew have to say, because people really don't realize what goes into catching our bait. The fact that they fly an airplane at night, that they do all kinds of things that are amazing, and the amount of expense that goes into their nets and everything else is just amazing.
Oh,
and the operation they have down there. You know, they maintain every one of those bait receivers and build
it,
and they build everyone. And you should see the timber and the metal they use to put those things together. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they have these things called sea lions that like to get in there, so they have to make them sea lion proof. And I heard a rumor maybe that they're going to bring the Cougar, one of their boats, over too. There's a possibility.
And that might be.
That would be cool. Yeah.
I don't know if it can get in there because it's got quite a bit of draft.
Yeah, well, that's the one issue. Of course, the Royal Polaris is a pretty big boat with a big draft, too. Yeah,
it's a different type of bottom.
Yeah, no doubt. And good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the show. And
great to be here.
Pretty exciting to have you, because I tell you what, I'm very excited about jumping on the Shogun, literally right after the trip here, with Captain Aaron Barnhill and Russ and the guys.
And, you know, I got to just take a minute to say that, boy, the compliments I get about that crew in the last 6-8 months are just over the top.
Yeah.
Those guys are really doing a job. You know, if you want to fish Shogun next year, you need to get on it, because I'm telling you that even some of their May-June trips are almost full for next year. So, anyhow, they're doing a heck of a job, and I think you're going to have one heck of a trip. The fishing at Guadalupe, you know, I believe when Aaron gets in this morning, in fact, he's already in, he's got a couple hundred yellowtail, and I forget how many tuna he's got. It's up close to 100, I believe, and he's got several over 100 pounds. But fishing on the tuna has been tough this last 7-8 days. In other words, when I say tough, scratchy, you got to work to get a bite. And but the amount of fish is still there. There's no shortage of fish, and it's just a question they were off the bite a little bit. And any day now, they're going to start, it's going to go the other direction.
Saw Captain Russ in the tackle store the other day, and he took a trip off, and he was telling me it was current.
Yeah,
was
a lot of it is
lack of current.
Lack of current.
So what's going to happen, I hope, is the current starts up today, things start biting. You know, and that's the way it turns on, right, Frank?
You don't need to worry about today. It starts tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon. Okay, very good. Yeah, indeed. Well, we're very grateful for the opportunity to be able to go down to that incredible place.
Meanwhile, Roy is on his way there and arriving at Alejos Rocks about 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, how about the fishing down there this year, huh?
It's been pretty amazing there and down on the ridge. I mean,
you
talk about guys, the best wahoo fishing I have seen in my entire lifetime.
Come on.
No.
Frank,
I mean, first of all, they were catching nice, beautiful scores of wahoo in July.
Yeah.
We used to catch maybe 5, 6, a sample here and a sample there. But that kind of wahoo fishing in July and August on the ridge, a lot of times it's the first, second week of September before that stuff really starts to bite. But this has been the most amazing year of wahoo fishing I can say I've ever seen. Now, as you know, last year and the year before, we had some phenomenal fishing on the wahoo at Alejos Rocks. But the fishing on the ridge starting as early as it did this year, I don't ever recall it being that way.
Wow. So now this year, with the opportunity to go to Guadalupe Island, and you have a 10-day or a 9-day or whatever. Is he on a 10-day right now?
Roy's on a 10-day.
Do you still go to Guadalupe?
Oh, yeah, we still go to Guadalupe. Where are you going to get 100-pound tuna or 70, 80-pound tuna right now.
And the sight of the place.
Well, it's you know, we want to take advantage of it while we can, as long as it lasts.
Yes.
And you just can't get better fishing. You know, the yellowtail, 30 to 60 pounds. Jeez. And I got to tell you something. You know, John Yamati brought it up to me, Sanford, several other guys that I know. That Guadalupe yellowtail has a taste that is unbelievable.
Oh,
and
really?
Slightly different.
Oh.
Slightly different than the yellowtail we catch with Coronados or on the coast. It is just, if you catch a few yellows at the Coronados, you don't want to be giving that stuff away. You want to be holding on to it.
Okay. That's good advice.
Keep that in mind.
All right.
If you get a couple of yellows, and make sure you're using 100-pound, Pete, because some of the areas they're fishing are tough.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, have the white sharks been an issue with getting fish to the boat?
Well, there's a tax collector everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere there's a tax collector. And have they been tough? No. No.
Normal.
But do they like to collect a little?
Yeah. But that's part of the
deal.
Incredible sights that you get to see.
I mean, if you can't deal with that, you shouldn't be going fishing.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean, there's a problem right now at Alaos Rocks with the sharks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, it's just not Guadalupe. It's a lot of places.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this fall fishing has just been amazing. As we heard yesterday from the Tribute and Mike, and I know Pacific Queen Drew had a phenomenal trip out at backside of Clemente. I mean, this is end of October stuff, and we're catching, you know, 100-pounders still.
Drew who?
let's talk
about Gavin.
Yeah, okay.
I think Drew's,
Come on, Drew's on
hiatus.
Well, hey, why? When you've got a guy like Gavin out of the
exactly
boat,
correct.
Right?
Exactly correct.
Yeah.
What a fabulous young man. And you know what? My hat is off to Drew for keeping that boat going
absolutely
the way he has, and just, you know, not worrying about how many people were booked up. Just definite go all the time, and it has paid off for him, and what a reputation that boat has gotten this year.
Yeah, and he's running. People want to go on that boat and catch fish.
Absolutely. You know, for the first time next week, I see a lot of openings, and it's a shame. This fish that they're catching on the backside of Clemente is better than the fish that they're catching down on the ridge.
Wow.
You know, that fish on the ridge is 15 to 40 pounds, 12 to 40 pounds, and most of them are below 25.
The tuna.
Yeah, the yellowfin. And the fish that they're catching at Clemente is 30 to 60, some up to 70, 75 pounds.
Yeah, so, and some bigger bluefin mixed in.
Yes, not a lot, but some, yes.
Yeah, wow. Well, we talked about it yesterday. This is the time of the year. You know, it's a little dark still outside in the morning, and people had a good season to catch in. But if this happened in June, the boats would be stuffed right now. And you've got an opportunity, flat, calm weather. Really nice fish.
You know, over at Seaforth, they've been running, sometimes they run the Pride, limited to 12 people. What a wonderful way to go fish that yellowfin. The Tribute's been getting out with half loads, three-quarter loads. So, you know, you can just about pick your spot. You know, Marcus on the low end, he ended up picking up a charter this last weekend, but he only had two reservations for the weekend. And Marcus is
and Marcus Medak. Are
and
you kidding
so,
me?
So, you know, there's this is the fisherman's choice now. He doesn't have to, and he can fish with a light load.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, speaking of Mike from the Tribute, here he is. Good morning, Mike. Were your ears burning?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. Well, actually, you're talking about this fish on the backside of San Clemente Island. We had a very good day yesterday. Probably hooked 50 of those things, got 28 of that nice grade fish, and I called in yesterday morning. This morning, we have 150-pounder on the boat, and we got three hanging. So we're for sure going on tonight's day-and-a-half trip. We got out today with 24 guys, so a relatively light load, big boat. We're doing it again here tonight, and these things are already biting here this morning. Flat, greasy, calm weather.
Oh, gotta love it. And the forecast is there's a little bit of rain in the forecast, but no wind, right?
We've seen a little bit of rain here on the radar this morning, but you couldn't get a kite up right now. There's probably 3 or 4 knots of breeze, and that's about it. And it looks like the weather throughout the week is going to be pretty much the same. So I see no reason why this would come to any kind of an end soon.
Day and a half trip on the Tribute out of Seaforth Sport Fishing leaves tonight. What time?
Leaves tonight at 9 p.m. When I checked yesterday, we only had 7 reservations. So another really good chance. Oh, boy. another good chance to come out here and fish with a light load. And, I mean, the quality of this fish is just outstanding. There's fish up into the 50, 60-pound range. The one we just put on board was easily 50 pounds, very nice grade. You know, it, like I was telling the guys yesterday, this would be a nice grade for Westies. So they're quality fish.
Nice. That sounds really fantastic. And a fish with you on that beautiful tribute, Mike. What an opportunity. Day and a half trip tonight. Seaforth Sport Fishing. How do we make reservations?
You can get Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. We did get some pictures up on our Facebook page yesterday at Tribute Sport Fishing. And, I mean, we're already off to a good start here. Just after 7 o'clock in the morning, we got fish hanging. And they're biting.
Yeah, and it really didn't start yesterday until your second call to the show about 8:30 or so, right?
Yeah, it sounds like the majority of this fish has been a little bit later in the morning. I'm sitting next to the outer limits right now. I think he's got a fish going. Fish are boiling up. It has taken him a while out here to get going around 8:30 in the morning. But there's several boats. Actually, there's really not a whole lot of boats out here, but it looks like everybody stopped. So I'd imagine everybody's getting in on some of this action.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Seaforth Sport Fishing, give them a call, get online, get on the fish with Mike on the Tribute. Mike, we sure appreciate you keeping abreast, and most of all, keeping anglers excited about going fishing here in this great fall. Keep rolling, man.
We have our schedule up throughout November, so we don't plan on stopping anytime soon. Come out and fish with us.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that very much. Yeah. That's a pretty cool deal, Frank, you know, that these guys are still rolling, and you have guys like Mike that, you know, he's going to go even if he's breaking even, and that's what it takes, right?
Right, even if he takes a loss.
Even if it takes a loss. He's right. He's going because the fish are biting.
That's right.
He's a dedicated guy.
Yep.
You got to love having guys like that.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and his first mate, Kathy Rounds, world record holder extraordinaire. We'll talk about that and talk about fishing here. If you want to join us, toll free 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. It's going to be a busy morning, so you better take your shots while you can because we're giving away a couple of great prizes. One lucky caller is going to go on a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. That is a great prize. Taro's doing a great job on that boat, isn't he, Frank?
Oh, I think everybody's been quite impressed. And there's still a lot of people that haven't experienced it yet.
Yeah.
You know, we're basically going to be getting that boat ready here pretty quick, probably going out of the water in November, do our Coast Guard, and we're going to be ready to start December 15th and start at it again and be ready for the whole season. And then I think people get a chance to check the boat out. But, yes, we've had nothing but fabulous remarks about the boat and the operation so far.
I know Bart Hall did a charter and with several people within the industry, and everybody coming off that boat. Man, have you been on that boat? Yeah, that thing is amazing. Everybody was raving about it. And that was an overnight trip.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and was. So you can go on that trip with a three-quarter day trip. And how is it working out with bunks on a three-quarter day trip? Are people loving it?
Oh, they're loving it, yes. Yeah. And you know, you can get a bunk for $5, so that's a pretty good deal.
Nice, for sure. So. Hey, in addition to that trip on the Liberty, we're also going to give away to another lucky caller two half-day trips on the Dolphin out of Fisherman's Landing, which is another fantastic operation. He's doing a great job, Jason.
Jason does, yes, he does.
Yeah, for sure. So a couple opportunities there. Lines are packing up, so you better jump on it. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk more to Captain Frank Lopresti and Kathy Rounds here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
For over five decades. decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for the Southern California angler. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There's also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Captain Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy Rounds. Phones are packing up. Here's your chance, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump into the phones and talk to Dan in Encinitas. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, so how many more records has Kathy built up? And
that would,
do you need a passport to fish since it's a landmass, Guadalupe and Alejos?
Yes, you do.
Passport or passport card?
Yes, passport or passport card anywhere in Mexico anymore.
And the world records, I haven't got any yet so far.
Had one?
Well, I have four.
You have four?
Yeah, but I haven't added to that last year.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's still holding.
No new ones yet.
And one more quick question. At Tackle Bay, is it going to be like, kind of like Day at the Docks? If the boats are there?
There will be some seminars on several boats. It'll be a similar format, but much smaller, okay, than the Day
tackle.
Of the Dogs. It's all tackle.
All tackle and fishing.
There are no corn dogs. And
No
corn dogs.
No clowns?
No clowns.
Except for a couple guys on the radio in the morning. Right?
It's definitely for the fishermen, not for the whole family, I would say, much more so, okay?
Yeah, no doubt. And we'll be broadcasting live from 7 to 9 a.m., starting there on Tackle Day, November 5th. That's going to be a great day.
It always is.
Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday, believe it or not.
Yep.
Hard to believe that's coming up. And I'm going to tell you something. Doug has put together amazing deals once again. Everything is at least 20% off, up to 50% off.
That's
everything.
Doug.
Get that?
Yep.
Things that don't go on sale are going to be on sale. So he's really pulling the chutes, as they say, to really get this sale off right. So you definitely want to be there early. I'd grab it.
Well, it's a fun event, too.
It's a great event. And the seminars are really fantastic.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we'll see you there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Dan, another Dan, calling from San Diego. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This was a question for the captain of the caller that just was talking about the San Clemente trip. So it leaves tonight, and I imagine you guys, do you anchor off San Clemente and then start fishing early in the morning?
No, most of the fishing's been on the drift. Some of it, when it gets there off Desperation, is on the anchor. But most of it's been on the drift, to my knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah. Great, yeah. Which makes it pretty easy for a guy to get his bait away from the boat.
Yeah, I'm thinking of going tonight.
Well, good for you.
What do I need for line for my top shot as far as mono test?
Well, I'd be fishing at least 40, never go under 40, and probably if I could get bit on 50, I'd be a lot happier. But I think I'd start with 40.
Yeah. Wow.
And
okay.
Bring something at 25 just in case they're a little line shy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
But you may be on the fish a little longer.
Yep, 25. I would go to 30, but
yeah
20, okay. 25 is kind of tough on a 50-pound yellowfin.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a workout, right?
Yep.
Kathy, what would you bring? You're going on a trip tonight.
I would bring at least 40.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to bite 40 or 50, get them on it.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have a lighter line in the water. But if you can't get a bite, you can go to 30.
You know, Russ and Aaron were telling me for our trip on the Shogun today that he says fish 80. He said because these are big fish, they're tough. You know, there's the sharks around. He says because what happens is you guys are fishing 40 and 50 and 80 and 60. Everybody gets bit at the same time. When they swim through, they're going to eat it.
That's very true. And then the other part about it is, you know, it's just like I've said before. Guys will go to 40 just because they can't get bit. You just didn't have your bait in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
And you know, I've never, ever, you know, you always hear that story about, well, I'd rather hook one than not hook one. Well,
yeah.
I've never seen a guy smile after he lost one.
Yeah, that's very true.
And that's the problem with 30. You fight it for an hour and you lose it. And you're like, I just wasted an hour of soaking a bait to get another fish on heavier line.
Yeah,
where I could
and they bite it. They bite, and then they don't bite. And if you miss that window, you may have to wait a while to get another bite, right?
That's right.
So you'd miss that out. Good advice. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Lanero. Our buddy John Ireland is on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Peter, hi, Kathy, Frank.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Well, we're enjoying a nice fall down here. It's beautiful weather right now.
Always is.
It is. Fall's a nice time, you know. The mornings are about 65 degrees, and it warms up to the high 80s. Yeah, it's beautiful weather right now, really.
Have you walked your puppies on the beach yet?
Oh, every day.
All right.
Every day. We still have pretty darn good fishing, too. I know it's good up by you guys. Off of San Diego and all that, I've heard some stories. Pete was telling me about Steve Pinard really knocking him dead. But we've got our share of yellowfin down by us as well. South of us, off of Vinaramas, probably about 25 miles, they're taking nothing but chunk squid. We're lucky enough we've been buying it in La Paz and bringing it down. And it's been deadly on it, 20 to 100-pound fish. There's been some schools of porpoise outside holding some real big fish. I've seen some pictures of some almost 300-pound fish being taken outside. None of our boats have done it, and I think the largest our boat this week is 111 pounds. But a lot of them, and they're on chunk squid. It's just fishing the bank about a mile off the beach. There's a drop-off, about a 300-foot drop-off that's producing a lot of them. And a lot of the guys are catching skipjack. There's a few skipjack mixed in with them and using them for bait and picking up some nice amberjack in the same spot to 50 pounds, some nice California amberjack. Dorado were still around. Dorado were kind of gone for a month, and they came back in the last couple of days. We were slow early in the week, and we had one day of wind, a little wind out of the north on Friday, blew about 8 knots, and then it cleared up, and the fishing really picked up. Last couple of days, it's been very, very good. Amberjack, we have a few wahoo as well. Wahoo's taking Rapalas off the front. No real good size, 20 to 50-pound fish, something like that. A lot of blue marlin around, and I'm sure they're going to do well at the Bisbee down south if they haven't already, mixed with a few sails, but a lot of blues around as well. Real good fishing by us. No pressure inside at all, Frank, on the guy. It's just nobody's fishing them at all.
Better
so.
Get down there and get fishing on those.
They're running up and down, but nobody's chasing them. Everybody's after the tuna and the Dorado these last couple of days.
Fantastic. Well, sounds like good fishing, and what a beautiful time of the year in the East Cape, and just love it down there this time of the year. And the airfares are just fantastic on Alaska Airlines out of San Diego. I was checking those out. It's a pretty amazing.
It's getting more competitive all the time, you know. And let's not forget Volaris out of Tijuana. Somebody really wants a deal. You know,
that's right.
Using the bridge.
That is such an easy way to go. We went to Mazatlan that way, or just north of there, and I was scared to do it, and I will always do it now. It is so simple. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Coming back, it's actually customs. It's actually faster through Tijuana going across low tide than it is going into Lindbergh.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just whack through. And that used to be the pain, you know. You'd have to stand in that long line at San Ysidro there to get out of there. And then at least an hour on your trip. Now it's instant. It's good stuff.
That bridge has just made the whole thing so easy.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's
about
cheap
it.
Too. My employees, you know, Gabrielle and all the guys, they just walk up, and if there's a seat available, it's $75 each way too.
Sweet.
So. Wow. Yeah, you can't beat that.
No, you can't. Well, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Leonero, get a little R&R. How do we do that, John?
Thanks, B. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We're uploading a lot of fish pictures every week. A lot of fish being caught. A lot of barred pargo. A lot of dog tooth snapper.
Ooh, that's fun.
A lot of real good inside stuff. It's really been good this year inside too.
Yeah.
And that never gets mentioned, as you know. But gosh, go look at the pictures, Frank and Kathy.
I will.
Amazing.
I can't wait till we get down there.
Snapper.
I'm going to do some of that.
We'll see you guys in May, late May, right?
That's right.
Middle June.
Middle June.
It's a great time of the year.
Yeah.
Right after the Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
It's a big birthday celebration.
Your birthday.
My birthday.
Yeah. 20 years old. How about that?
21.
Yeah, 21.
Legal.
All right. Hey, John, nice talking to you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Next Sunday.
Take care.
Bye, right, John.
Appreciate that. Hey, Wayne from CCA. Good morning, Wayne. Nice to see you yesterday on our live broadcast at the Kona Kai.
Hey, what a great event at the Kona Kai, guys.
That was
a lot of fun. Great weather.
Oh, gosh. It's so beautiful out.
How are you guys doing, Frank and Kathy?
We're doing great.
Really good.
Hey, just a quick update on a couple of things. You guys, we had that great fundraiser at the Portuguese Hall a couple of weeks ago. What a great turnout. Can't thank everybody in San Diego for coming out and supporting us. You know, we're here to support the saltwater anglers, and, you know, they come out to support us, and we're going to just keep continuing to do that. We're working our way up the coast. We have a crawfish boil as the next event coming up. November 6th at Cypress Community College for our Orange County chapter. Can't wait to have people come out and enjoy some crawfish, and let's talk fishing and have a good time again. And then on top of that, we're going to keep moving up the coast. We have a development of a chapter up in that Santa Barbara, Ventura, Oxnard area. So we have a meeting Wednesday night, October 26th, up in Pizza Man Dan up in Oxnard. Doors open 6:00, meeting starts at 7:00. We're going to try to get a chapter going up there, and we're going to continue to work, you know, for fishermen's rights going up the coast. So.
That's this coming Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
All right. You getting around, Wayne.
Hey, we got to keep working it, man. California's a big state.
And we got a lot of issues here in California, for sure. Well, if somebody wants more information, wants to attend those events, a great website. You can get all the information right there, right?
And go up and see us on Facebook.
Yeah. So what's the website, Wayne?
Website is ccacalifornia.org.
All right. Wayne, doing a great job. Sure appreciate your support and all the hard work you're doing to keep anglers in the water.
Thank you, Wayne.
Yes.
Thank you, Wayne.
Right. Thanks to you guys, too, for all your support.
All right. Appreciate that. That's our pleasure. That's what we do, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call. Hey, I'll tell you what. We have a toll-free line open at 877-792-1090. And before I forget, I'm very sorry for the Dodger fans out there, but I gotta tell you, congratulations to the Cubs. 71 years and not being in the World Series.
They're an awful good team.
They are an awful.
They're
so who's gonna win the World Series?
You know, the Cleveland Indians looked pretty good, and they've really got a tough bullpen, but if I was to pick a winner, I'm going to say the Cubs.
Yeah, but pretty emotional night last night in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know that you saw
very much so.
The fans in that eighth, ninth inning, they never sat down. They were crying. They were just all emotions all over the board. It's
how about
it's
that really Anthony Rizzo? Used to be a Padre.
Yeah, I know. A lot of former Padres on a lot of teams, right?
Hey, sure. You know what? I've got a lot of faith in the new team coming up.
Padres.
I really do. I don't think we're going to be anything great next year, but maybe the year after and for sure 3 years from now. I think they're going in the right direction.
All right. I hope you're right, for sure. But anyway, big congratulations to all the Cub fans out there, and good luck in the World Series first time. Wouldn't that be something? What is it, the first time since 1904?
1908 and 1958 or 48 for the other team. Either one is going to be a big record.
Yeah, for Cleveland, for sure. All right, let's jump back into the phones. 858-457-1090 open right now. Let's talk to Tony in Temecula. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, Peter, I got a 26-foot striper, and I got two fish boxes on board, and my insulation is terrible. Would I be able to put some rock salt in my eyes so it won't melt and keep the fish 3 nights cold?
It'll definitely lower the temperature in your fish box, no doubt about it. You know,
I would add more insulation.
More insulation, yeah. Well, that's the problem. It'd be hard to add insulation around the outside of those fish boxes.
What about the
inside? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could even put a bag inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. You could just put another layer of insulation in there, maybe. But that would take up room. But
yeah, well, you're not going to have as much capacity. But what good is it to have capacity if you can't hold your fish?
Keep the fish, yeah. But rock salt will lower that's what you guys use in your fish holes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try it out. You know, the other thing, too, a lot of guys do is spray salt water in there. And that, you know, salt. It is salt. It's not as high a concentration as rock salt, but try that out. Or just more ice.
Yeah.
There's no substitute for more ice. Good luck with that, Tony. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones and talk to Kenny in Mira Mesa. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning. I want to know if you guys still fish at Rocca Partida.
No, we do not fish Rocca Partida. Not at all. We don't even get near the place. We stay in the buffer zone at Clarion, and we fish Hurricane Bank. And, you know, we've been very, very fortunate that fishing has supported us very, very well. And, you know, that's the next thing that's coming up is our long trips.
Yeah.
And I might want to mention, too, the Shogun has a fly-down, fly-back trip.
Ooh.
With Accurate Reels, with Jack supporting the trip. And it's in April. So if anybody's interested in a 17-day, 11-day, in other words, it's a 17-day trip, but if you fly down and you fly back, you're only on the boat for 11 days. It's a trip you might want to check out.
In April.
That's correct.
Great time of the year. Late March, April. That's a great time of the year, and that's on the Shogun Sport Fishing schedule.
That's correct.
Yeah. Those fly-down flybacks are great for guys that want to go on a long trip and have the opportunity down in that zone that don't have 17 days.
Well, you know, you think about it. A lot of guys want to make a 10-day, and they make a 10-day. Well, here you can fish a 17-day trip on 11 days. It makes it a lot easier for people that have businesses or professionals or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a little easier to justify 11 days than 17.
No doubt about it. Now, what about the Royal Polaris? Any spots available on the Royal Polaris this winter to go fishing?
Yes, there is. There's one spot, hard to believe, on Jack's February 7th trip.
Wow.
And there's been one spot on that. And then we have a new sponsor, Tony Garza, with Okuma and High Seas.
Okay.
And they have about five openings on a 15-day trip in late April. And other than that, we don't have any other openings.
Yeah, see, but needless to say, if you want to go on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun, you better jump on it because these trips are very, very popular.
Yes, they are.
And the boats are very popular. Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Kenny. Appreciate that. And when we come back, we're going to get a catch report, find out what's biting up and down the coast. And, of course, more of your phone calls. You stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Hello, Mom.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers
Settlers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Seagross Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Seagross Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Seagross Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Seagross Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Seagross Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check SeagrossAdventures.com for rates and more information.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Time to talk about great equipment for Shimano. And, you know, everybody says, going on a Guadalupe trip, you're going on a ridge trip, Talica is the real. Talica 20, 60-pound. Talica 25, 80-pound. And then you move up to the beast, the big one, Talica 50, when you want to go on those long-range trips. Nothing like it. Smooth casting, easy to cast sardine. Spool weight is very, very light compared to other reels. And the power, when you finally hook one, is amazing on those Talicas. You match that up with that new Therese rail rod, you've got a machine that can land big fish. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer, or even right now coming up on Tackle Day, they're going to have a complete line of Shimano Talicas and Therese rods at Tackle Day, or your local Shimano dealer. Check out Shimano.com for more information.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Accurate Reels. Check out the Accurate ATDs, Fury, and Dauntless. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the Fall Colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
XLPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. Welcome on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Captain Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy Rounds, talking fishing here. You want to get through, have a chance to win a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, or two spots on the Dolphin half day. You and a friend can go out on a great half day on the Dolphin. There's your shot. 858-457-1090. Open right now. One line open there. 877-792-1090. A line open there. So there you go. Check that out. Time to find out what's biting out there. The catch report today, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device. You know what I do is I download that chart the night before on my iPad, take it with me, especially this time of the year when those edges are moving around a lot. And, you know, those fish are hanging on the edges. You download that Terrafin on the mobile, and you can find out exactly where those edges are and where the fish are hanging out. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Great, great. How's the fishing?
Super. Gosh, man, we had a fun week of just good fall fishing up here. You know, God, couldn't have had better weather. Just a phenomenal player in the whole scheme of things this week for us. And it was just absolutely gorgeous on the water. I think this was, gosh, one of the best weeks we've had in quite some time. It's just flat, greasy, buttery. It's just gorgeous. You know, starting offshore for us, you know, this local yellowfin scene is still showing plenty of viability to it. You know, we continued to see good fish from as close as 10 miles from home, you know, on out, just any of the local banks there, the 267, the 209, and there's still good fish on all those edges there. A lot of it was all show and no go, you know. It would come up, it would stay up in the chum real good, but wouldn't bite. But the name of the game for sure was trying as many spots as possible, finally getting one to bite. You know, for example, on Thursday, the Fury was out there. He tried spot after spot in the morning for three fish on the deck, and then he found one in the afternoon and got 30 out of it. So it's all about finding the right spot that wants to cooperate. Breezers, birds, and meter marks was getting the boat stopped again, and the lighter line was instrumental in getting a bite. That 20-pound line with the small number four hook was real important to getting bit. Along the coast, the half-day calico bass fishing has been phenomenally fun. You know, every single kelp line has been biting, and we had some good downhill current this week, which really perked things up. Mixed in a few good sheephead and, you know, some other mixed bottom fish and occasional halibut kind of filled in, you know, the numbers there for the half-day stuff. But the lows are kind of light, you know, so that we're able to get the boat into some tighter spots over some, you know, shallow, hard bottom spots, 2-fathom, 3-fathom stuff you can't really fish with, you know, a boat full of people. Yesterday afternoon, for example, we had just some real fun calico bass fishing in 10 feet of water over a couple little rocks in tight stuff that gets driven by day in and day out. So it was good to see some of that stuff perking up. The rockfish on the longer trips still, you know, this week we were able to get some of that. It was a bit tricky with that current I mentioned. You know, that current out in that 40, 50 fathom range was just flat out ripping. So it was hard a couple days to get the lines to the fish. But still, we were able to catch some and send people home with fish. And then finally, to finish it off, we're getting ready to roll out our 9th annual Halibut Derby. That's going to start, I think, Friday, November 4th is the first drift trip. And that'll be either on the Sum Fun or the Kilmeny. So keep your eyes open for that. Kind of a new format for the Derby this year. So we have a lot of diehard halibut anglers that love and can't wait for this time of year for that to start up. So we urge everyone that's into that to head on over to our website and check out the Derby rules and the new format. Certainly, guys, reservations are the way to go this time of the year. Call the office. The phone number here is 949-496-5794. Certainly check us out there on the web at danawharf.com. And again, like we talk every week, please take advantage of that discount that you can get right off the front page of the Less Talk Hookup website. Click on that banner ad. It'll give you a little discount code and you can book online from there.
Wow.
What a great report, Brian. Very good.
Thanks. Yeah, nice. We've kind of got the gamut going on, you know, so it's just good to see that. I mean, this is the time of year that everyone waits to fish. You hear it. It's almost cliche, right, this fall fishing.
So tell me, Brian, is the real fun still is it mainly just a charter boat?
No, it's running open party trips, you know, every single day. It's out there just about every single day. You know,
first boat I ever worked on.
Did you know that, Brian? That was the first boat Frank ever worked on?
I did, yeah. And I know there's a lot of history, and it's fun sitting down with Don every once in a while. He'll give you some new little tidbit of info, something that happened. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, definitely.
There was a skipper that ran that boat for years and years named Norm Barbary, and he was a lobster fisherman. He was a great fisherman. And then after Norm kind of gave it up, then a guy named Sammy Cordero, a lot of people, I mean, he was pretty, he ended up running, after he left the Real Fun, he ended up running Elmer Hare's boat. He was a big yacht out of Lido Island there that he fished everywhere. But anyhow, Sammy Cordero was a great guy.
Wow. And who ran the boat when you were there?
Norm Barbary. I worked on there, yeah, there was Grace in the galley, and her husband Ralph Ferris was in the was on deck.
What year was that?
Oh God, let's see. Would have been about 1952,
53. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
And it's still
a lot of history on those old boats. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, how do we get you, Brian, if we want to go fishing and take advantage of that big discount on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website?
Thanks, Pete. Again, guys, call the landing. Reservations are, you know, it's not to save you a spot. It's certainly to build the trip. The phone number is 949-496-5794.
All right. And the front page of the Hookup 1090 website is that big discount code. Save a big bunch of money on a half and three-quarter day trip. Talk to you next Sunday, Brian.
All right, guys. Have a great show. Thanks for the time. We'll see you later.
All right. Surf guru Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah. Going well.
Hey, Frank,
you baiting up
Frank,
that old
did the
guy.
Real fun have a sail on it back then?
It did have oars, too.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? That boat, the deck is almost at the waterline, you know? It's one of the most comfortable boats for fishing the kelp. And I've seen the sea bass just come charging, you know, come tight on the anchor, throw a little bait. I've seen sea bass come out from under the boat to bite, you know. So Jeez. It just has the right wood sound to it. That's a fantastic local boat.
Pretty cool.
So, all right, gentlemen. I've got a, you know, this time of year, water receding. We've got what we call patch fishing, you know. So certain stretches were good, others slow. You know, as the warmer water recedes, you'll find conditions hold up. You know, some of the south-facing beaches that are out of the weather. And, you know, you'll find concentrations of fish in there. And if you hit it at the right time, you can have some real good days. We'll start off Santa Barbara. The bait's still holding. East Beach to Graveyards continues to have all that anchovy on there. There was several legal halibut taken. I think a 10-pounder was the biggest fish. A 9-pound striped bass also taken in the mix. And whenever you're in those anchovy schools, you can find a striper this time of year. Wiley's also reported 9-pound, 3-ounce striped bass taken off Dockweiler Beach on a lugworm. So definitely some stripers starting to show. That's something. That's a sign of cooling water. Lots of corbinas still on Malibu Beach, so this is what I'm talking about, the conditions. Just fishing to the south reported good halibut bite off the avenues. Spoons working best there. Still plenty of bonita in and around King Harbor, taking crocodiles, feathered castmasters, that kind of thing. Big Fish reported the same thing. Excellent bonita fishing this week. Fish were breezing off Seal Beach Pier, Belmont Pier, Seal Beach Jetty, the San Gabriel River Channel, that whole stretch in there. Crocodiles, castmasters, bubble and fly combos working real good. You know, most of those bonita are 2 to 3 pounds, but there's a few fish 4 or 5 pound range and stuff, but very, very fun fishing this time of year. And then finally, Hogan's said they checked in several spotfin croaker taken off a Doheny there on the mussel. So that kind of popped up. But from Dana Point South, just not real consistent conditions. Still holding corbina and stuff, but, you know, up and down days. You just kind of take your shots and see what you get every day that you fish. But still plenty to do for the shore angler. And looks like we're heading into a more typical cooler fall, you know, so we're seeing a lot of the signs we haven't seen in a couple seasons, so still plenty to do, though.
Yeah, man, still some good fishing. It's cool. You know what's weird is the water temperature on the coast is cool. I mean, I was surfing the other day, 61 degrees at the point there.
Yeah.
68, 70 degrees on the backside of Clemente. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just that typical kind of upwelling on the inshore, but like you say, there's patches to be found.
Yeah, and what that cool water's done is we've seen lots of anchovies that we haven't seen in the past, and that's always a good thing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
Take care, Gundy.
Bye-bye. All right.
Well, you know, if I was a kid, I'd be all over that surf fishing. I mean,
it's fun.
Oh, you could have such a great time.
Oh, you catch a lot of fish, too.
Come home from school. You know, make sure you get that homework done, but damn it, I'd be grabbing a rod in a hurry and hitting the beach.
Especially
oh.
when the surf's flat like it is now. You get out there, beautiful morning.
Just to get
like
a bite or two, you know.
Get a little incoming tide.
That'd be such fun. A kick.
Yeah, the mornings have been gorgeous.
Yeah.
Flat, calm,
oh, yeah.
just crystal clear.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Really nice. We have a lot of opportunity here in Southern California.
Boy, do we ever.
You know, think about the day. You know, they talk about Florida and the East Coast. And all you know, you explore what's going on in Southern California between the bays, the beaches, the inshore, the offshore,
the
long
piers.
Range, everything.
Yep.
We've got it going here for sure. Hey, Rick, in Lemon Grove, another place we have it going in the Eastern Sierras. Good morning, Rick.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
Pete, I always know you love to get up into the Mammoth area. Well, I just rolled into town last night, spent a week up in the June Lake Loop, Mammoth area. A lot of trout, just, geez, trout after trout. Bears, deer, you know, rain the first couple days, rain and wind, and then after that, Pete, it was 55, 60 degrees, there wasn't a cloud in the sky, and there wasn't 1 ounce of wind.
Oh,
just
so
did a lot of traveling, you know, up a little bit by Bridgeport, up into the Virginia Lakes, All the rain brought snow up there, so there was just fresh snow up in Virginia Lakes, Trumbull Lake, then down to Lundy Lake. Couldn't get over to Ellery and Saddleback because of the pass was closed on the 120 to Yosemite. Hmm. But down into Mammoth with Lake Mamie and the Lower Twins. Boy, just gorgeous, Pete. And
nobody there this time of the year.
You know what, Pete? It's almost not true anymore because I used to think that too, but it's like the old people come out because they know the young people are gone.
Yeah, well, you know, and people have figured out that this is one of the best times of the years in the Eastern Sierra, for sure.
Yeah, and it's still, so we were basically in the Gull Lake campground, and, you know, I don't know if you've ever been there, but they've got campgrounds right on that lake where, geez, your fire pit is 20 feet from the lake, and then your pole is 10 feet away from you, and you got a pole out all day long. And kind of interesting, you know, I was talking with the guy I was with, and you just look at these old timers in their boats going back and forth, and you kind of think, well, you know, the time of their life where they can just sit in a boat all day long and go back and forth, and, you know, it's kind of like, I'm still young enough to where I'd rather be in a stream or, you know, walk in the stream, but...
Lots of different opportunities in the Eastern Sierra. There's no question about it. And season's open till mid-November, so still time to get up there. Check visitmammoth.com. They have all the information. But, Rick, that's a good report from the Eastern Sierra. We sure appreciate your time and giving us a call this morning. Adam in Anza, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Adam.
Morning.
What's up, Adam?
I'm scheduled to go on one of the Guadalupe trips coming up, and I was wondering what you suggest as far as terminal tackle.
Well,
yeah.
Every now and then you're going to get the yellows to bite the iron a bit, but I would use the full-size 6X, blue and white, scrambled egg. Those would be my two favorite, and also the dolphin-colored. I would have a couple of each of those. Other than that, I'd be prepared with 100-pound and a dropper loop. And as far as terminal tackle, anywhere from 4-0 to 6-0 on the hook, and probably depending on the size of the bait, and obviously a circle-type hook, a Mutu-style hook.
Has it been mostly sardine fishing? I know Aaron said to be prepared to make bait. Are you catching mackerel?
You're fishing bait every single night.
Every night.
And you need to have some of the 7-0 hooks with you. A lot of the times we use the big bait on the kites, but it's that's pretty much it. You know, it's more bait fishing than it is anything else. You want to make sure you bring some 16-ounce leads to fish the bottom, because sometimes you're fishing in 300 feet of water, sometimes less, but depending on what happens with the current, you know, you can be fishing night, middle of the night. The other thing I might suggest is always remember that Guadalupe Island doesn't always like to have a live bait on the bottom. Slab baits work very, very well.
Oh,
yeah, always, always have.
Okay.
Make sure you hook your slab bait at the wide end of the bait.
Okay.
And I've seen slab bait work better at Guadalupe than live bait.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Like a slab of mackerel?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just take one of those scad and slab him.
Yeah?
Get two baits out of every bait.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Makes bait making easier. All right. Hey.
I think that pretty well covers it. Any other questions?
All right. Yeah, this is my first long range trip. I was wondering kind of what's standard for tips for the guys.
Standard for tips? You know, the guys generally, I always say, to evaluate your crew, evaluate the food, and I would say anywhere from 15 to 20% is pretty standard anymore for a good operation. And, okay. You know, that's the way I would go by it.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Have a great trip. We'll give you the report, depending on what time we get back next Saturday. I'll probably be giving you a report next Saturday from Guadalupe.
I would think
Island.
So, because I'll bet you're going to make the show.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I'll be here.
You just tell the guys to take care of your fish, and you know what you're going to do with your fish. So you can walk right off that boat.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. A line open, Right now, you want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090. Also, one line open at 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup with Kathy and Frank coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
So tell me why.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building the high-quality inshore and offshore rods. Ideal for the Southern California angler. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod, and when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.